This is Health Matters, continuing our discussion on how to build healthier habits.
Our focus this week is eating habits. We're avoiding the diet word for the moment because we want to emphasize that eating food that fosters health doesn't have to mean a rigid regimen of meals that leave you feeling deprived and unsatisfied.
Even snack advice for dieters can be discouraging. If you're used to a flaky sugar-coated pastry for your morning pickup, it's a stretch to think crunchy carrots or celery sticks are a yummy alternative.
A nutrition blogger recently claimed you can eat whatever you want as long as you make it from scratch. Her reasoning is simple. If you make it yourself, you control all the ingredients. You won't be eating food that contains too much questionable fat or too much refined salt or sugar, or genetically modified foods or chemical additives, all of which, among other risky things, can upset your acid-alkaline balance.
Say you decide to make muffins for a morning snack. By making them yourself, you can avoid chemically derived sweeteners, opting instead for sweeteners that add flavor and nutrition, like raisins or dates. Sweeteners that have an alkaline impact as well.
Makes sense, but baking that way means knowing basic nutrition, or actually more than basic nutrition. Who pays attention to acid and alkaline?
Right? That's why we did a report on it last month, and why we've posted a list of acid and alkaline foods on our website. If you download and print the list, you'll have that particular piece of nutrition information at your fingertips.
Nutrition information is one issue. Another is the cost of nutritious ingredients. Dates aren't exactly inexpensive, and even if you use raisins instead, you still need to add additional sweetener to the muffin. The issue is how much white sugar, if any, we should be eating is a whole other question. Let's say you've already decided you'll avoid using white sugar. The alternatives, like maple syrup and honey, are expensive. This is an economic reality, but maple syrup and honey both have nutritional value. So in terms of health, the extra dollar or two may be well worth spent.
Getting back to the idea that you can eat whatever you want if you make it from scratch, that means ignoring most of what you find on supermarket shelves and freezers. It means a shopping basket full of fresh fruits or vegetables, fresh eggs and meats, dairy and staples like flour, salt, and seasonings.
Statistics back up the idea that cooking from scratch means you can relax about what you eat. Before prepared foods dominated America's daily eating habits, we did not have an obesity epidemic. The longer the U.S. population has relied on processed food, the more unhealthy it has become.
The data is in. We are what we eat. The fast food nation is not thriving. The incidence of diabetes in the U.S. has risen steadily since 1945 and is highest among African Americans and Native Americans. Heart disease and stroke have also been increasing steadily.
Poor diet has emerged the primary cause of the nation's poor health. Although which culprit causes which condition keeps shifting. At one time, fat was considered the big factor in heart disease, for example. But then studies of low-fat diet did not confirm fat as the cause. In 1988, when the metabolic syndrome was identified, namely diabetes-related heart disease, sugar and easily digested carbohydrates were identified as the primary cause. In other words, two mainstays of processed foods.
Shifting from foods that come packaged and ready to eat to foods cooked from scratch is a big deal. It takes time, but the payoff can't be measured in dollars or effort. When you cook everything from scratch, you can relish your food, manage disease, and feel good.
Food that has all nutrients, no chemicals or empty calories, leaves you feeling full and satisfied, which is why over time you lose those cravings that keep you eating stuff that packs the weight on. Cooking from scratch is worth a try. As with exercise, you can start slow.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE Hoopa, California, produced and written by Cynthia Potten, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Christian Marshall, Emily Marshall, and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening. Your health adds to our healthy community.